time to get our brains into gear on Sunday morning. As usual, a bundle of nice new books that have come in asking to be read, going out to the first correct texter on 2101 to solve a puzzle from Jack. Our quizmaster, Jack Whaley-Cohen, was president of the Oxford University Quiz Society. He devises the questions and appears on the BBC show Only Connect, and has also been on the show's The Weakest Link and Countdown as well. Jack, thank you for joining us again.
Hello, my pleasure as always. Thank you, Jim. Yes, my pleasure.
I've got a couple of questions to ask you just to begin. One intrigued me from my casual reading during the week. Saying the name of what dried fruit used to be used to encourage people to pose for photographs in the 1800s before the word cheese came to be popular.
Oh, that's interesting. I'm now sort of mouthing words to myself to think what it could be. I'm going to go for dates. Does that seem to make you smile? Date?
That's a good idea. And yeah, it would have made you smile more than the answer. Dried fruit.
Raisin?
Prune.
Okay, prune.
Prune. That accounts for all those old photos I was thinking of, people looking pursed-lipped and scowling in old photographs. You didn't see many of them grinning.
I love the idea of all the listeners around the country just saying prune, and looking at each other and wondering what on earth everyone's getting up to for the person who's maybe in the other room.
That's right. Apparently the word pizza, I was reading, is best for photos. It makes you, and when you say pizza, you kind of understand it. It makes you look more relaxed, apparently.
That's an interesting one. I've heard talk of sausages as well.
Oh,
sausages,
yeah.
But I'm not sure about that.
Sausages.
They have different words in different countries, different languages use different words. Obviously, not everyone's going to say cheese or even prune or pizza.
No, that's true. A slightly serious one. What English word do you know off the top of your head has three consecutive double letters?
Ah, okay. Three consecutive double letters.
Yes.
Yes, I know this. And I can also, you can possibly raise it to four consecutive double letters if you get a bit silly, but I'm going to go for bookkeeper.
Yes. How did you know that off the top? You've come across it.
I've come across that before, but someone who works for the bookkeeper as a kind of a junior trainee might be a sub bookkeeper, which has four consecutive double letters.
A what keeper?
Sub bookkeeper.
Sub bookkeeper. Okay, there is such a thing. Very good. Well done on that. Now it comes to your turn. What have you got for us this week?
So I've got a silly-ish question for you, Jim, so we'll see how you get on. It sounds very serious, but it's not. So high on a mountain in Chile, in South America, there's an important site used for scientific research known as the VLT, Victor Lima Tango. What does VLT stand for in this mountainous scientific research site in South America, VLT?
Victor Lima Tango?
Yes.
Oh, really?
No, it doesn't stand for Victor Lima Tango. that's me making sure that you can understand what I'm asking.
VLT. It's hard, isn't it?
I'll give you a hint. It's used for astronomy.
Very little telescope.
Almost. Very large telescope.
Oh, very large telescope.
There's something about that tickled me. It sounds like it's a very scientific name, but it's just a very large telescope.
Yeah, that is funny. And for the listeners, 2101 if you're texting, first correct caller wins the books for Jack's big question this morning. What have you got for us?
Right, so this is a film question, but you don't need to know that much about films, but you need some lateral thinking as always. So I'm going to give you the names of four films, and with each film, there's going to be a number, and you have to identify what is the connection between the four clues. So the first clue is Back to the Future, and the number is 99. The second clue is The King's Speech, and the number is, again, 99. Then the third film is Singing in the Rain, and the number is 68. And the fourth clue is When Harry Met Sally, and the number is 4. And there's something that connects each of those sets of films and numbers with each other. So what could that be?
Back to the Future 99, The King's Speech 99, Singing in the Rain 68, and When Harry Met Sally 4.
That
Wow.
is correct. That is the question. A
Okay.
tricky one.
Tricky. It does sound tricky at first hearing. All right. We'll set our very clever audience to work on those, Jack, and we shall return and find out the answer from you shortly.
I look forward to that.
Well, that took a long time to find an answer to Jack's quiz. But gradually, people started getting the hang of it. Lloyd Finnerty of Christchurch, congratulations. You are this week's winner. We had lots of wrong answers. I won't go through them all. Some of them are slightly risque. So a difficult puzzle that Jack posed for you this morning, the hardest for a long time. But people got it. Jack, hello again. It stumped quite a few.
Yes, but I'm pleased that people got it, and I'm sure once you kind of have an inkling, then it kind of all slots into place. So as our winner correctly identified, the number is the number of minutes into the film when the title event occurs. So in the film Back to the Future, Marty returns back to the future in the 99th minute of the film. In the King's Speech, the King makes his speech in the 99th minute of the film. In Singing in the Rain, in the 68th minute of the film, that's when Gene Kelly sings his first do 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 do. And when Harry met Sally, well, Harry meets Sally 4 minutes in the fourth minute of that film. It's about 3 minutes and 30 seconds into the film.
That was quite a formidable question. I had no hope with that question. That's real. That's really waking people up on a Sunday morning. Well done.
Yeah, I like that question because it sounds quite hard, but as soon as you just get that tiny little idea of what it might be, and then you can make a good educated guess that that's probably what's going on. And well, perhaps that's how our winner got it today.
A hard but great puzzle this morning from you, Jack. Very good. Thank you very much for joining us so late at night.
That's all right, my pleasure. I look forward to quizzing everyone next week.
Jack Whaley-Cohen.